Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Beginning her walk with the Lord in college, Lauren Yang sensed the call to go and make disciples of all nations. A native of Los Angeles, Lauren traversed the globe, living in Japan with short-term missions trips to Thailand and Kenya, working for World Vision in Tbilisi, Georgia, and the United Methodist Committee on Relief in Armenia. She's passionate about the gospel going to the unreached people groups of the world. When you have someone of such stature and calling and obedience and experience, you know that beneath there are experiences that have taught lessons about God and life that we can learn from. Oh, so much. And that's why I believe God sends her today to speak heart to heart with me and with you, because there are things that perhaps challenges that you might be facing even at this very moment, that the Lord will make things clear, give you points of insight and encouragement, fill your heart with hope that is found in Jesus, who loves you so much, our friend, that he died on the cross for your sins and Lauren's and mine. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave, and the living Christ today calls you to himself. Whatever it is you might be facing, whatever challenge it might be, however daunting the task before you, Christ, his arms open, outstretched, calling you to himself. Would you open your heart to Jesus? Would you surrender your life to him? Oh, that is our prayer. That is our hope. The Lord has continued to transform Lauren Yang's understanding of business as mission. Working in the corporate world of land use development, while in Los Angeles, she witnessed the power of God's miraculous healing and restoration through prayer and the ministry of the local church. She recently moved to Maui and is the newest partner of Ululani's Hawaiian Shave Ice, helping to carry out the vision of a global franchise. Lauren, welcome to our show.
Danny, it's an honor.
Where did you grow up?
So, as you mentioned, I am a native of Los Angeles. So I grew up in the same house from birth in Santa Monica, California. I have all my family in LA, actually, my grandparents on both sides. I had both sides growing up. And I'm half Japanese and half Chinese American, fourth generation. So, just kind of grew up in the Japanese American community there in West LA, and not so much on the Chinese side, but definitely on the Japanese American side. Just had just an amazing experience as a kid just in our area. And I did go to church growing up. Half my family is Buddhist and half of it's Christian. So, again, I'd say it was more culturally Christian, but I attended actually both the Buddhist temple and the Christian church for a while. But, yeah, it's kind of an interesting experience growing up, too, just because my parents were pretty much children of the 60s. So it was a very diverse growing up as well, just being in West LA as opposed to, you know, somewhere on the east side like Monterey Park or somewhere where there's more Asians. So that kind of, I'd like to say I had a really amazing childhood, just so blessed, even though I didn't know the Lord at that time. I think there was just such a covering over my life.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
That's such a tough question. I think family has always been closest to me. So for sure, my mom, my grandmothers both actually had a pretty profound impact on me, because it did get a little crazy when I got into high school and I had my rebellious years. And I think they kind of helped me from going off the deep end. They kind of created an accountability because I cared a little about anything else in this world. And so they kind of were the two people, both my grandmas, that I would just think about whenever I was going to do something stupid. So I'd have to say probably them as well.
You talk about family, Lauren. What do you remember about your grandma or your grandmas? Things that they might have said often that even today, it'll resonate in your echo in your memory.
So the grandma on my Japanese American side, and she is just, she's tough. She's a cancer survivor. She's a mother of four girls, and she just ran the house. And she's a faithful believer in the Lord. And just seeing how much strength she had in overcoming just a lot of challenges. And she never complained, and if she did, maybe I didn't really think it was complaining. But she was just tough as nails and just a doer. And I really respected her so much, just for the way she took care of everybody and was just always so diligent to do things. And my grandma on the Chinese side, whenever I thought about her, even at her funeral, I read the verse in 1 Corinthians about love, and I could replace her name for love. She was kind. She was forbearing. She really exemplified to me love on so many levels. So I don't know for her if it was what she really said as opposed to what she did, just in terms of her being there for me and really showing love that doesn't have any conditions, unconditional love. So no matter how crazy or stupid or I don't know, just the things that I would do, I was confident that she loved me and that she would always be there. So I think that meant so much to me.
What a blessed combination that is, Lauren. The toughness of grandma on the Japanese side and the tenderness of love and the assurance, that unconditional certainty that you grew up with. What an amazing combination. It makes sense, just even in this brief moment, to see how God has equipped you internally with certain internal infrastructure to do the things that God has used you to do and continues to do even in this season of your life. How did you become a Christian?
So, as I mentioned, it was interesting because I did grow up in a very multi-ethnic culture and multi-religious culture in that sense, too, in L.A. And actually, I grew up around a lot of Jewish, in a very Jewish area. My high school was predominantly Jewish, so I actually wanted to be Jewish at one point. I don't know if I could have a bat mitzvah. Wow. And she said I have to learn Hebrew, and I declined. because my parents were kind of more of a mind of, you just do good things, and which might be a little bit Buddhist, right? You do good things happen kind of mentality. And I pretty much had that understanding of Christianity. So to me, church was great because I could get some good punch and cookies, and I don't think anyone really knew what the Bible was. But so it wasn't until I went to college that I made friends with some Christians in my freshman year, and they were so nice. They were the nicest people I'd ever met, and they invited me to a fellowship group, and I went with them, and honestly, I thought it was a cult. People were, their eyes were closed, they were singing with their hands in the air. It was kind of freaking me out. So, I went thinking, okay, well, I'm Christian. I'm not religious. This is just so religious. I don't need this, really. I like these people, but I really thought I don't need this in my life right now. But I still wanted to hang out with them, so I would go to these meetings, but I would wait till the end when they were finished, when they were all just going to hang out and go eat, burritos. I went to UC San Diego, so everyone always go get burritos or tacos. And so, but one meeting I came to early and actually heard a message. And the pastor, the speaker, was talking about how we all have this God-shaped void in us and that we were created to worship God. And we're all designed that way, to love God, to worship God, but we will find other things instead of God. And he went through this whole list. He said it could be your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your car, your money, education, sex, drugs, alcohol, your family, you know, your own vanity. And he just went down this list, and he said, you know, you'll look to that thing to bring you comfort or peace or sense of being okay, but it won't, it's never enough. And, if, and you'll look to it, and you'll want more of it, and it's just, it's never enough. And if you don't get enough of that, you'll try something else, one of these other things almost, and that won't be enough. And it's just this ongoing thing. And he said, because that is the place where the Lord wants to take residence in you. And that just sent chills through my body. Because at the time, I was with this boyfriend that I worshipped him, but he was horrible. He was horrible. Yeah. And I say he was horrible not as a person, but because... Well, maybe he's a person as well. He just was kind of a gangbanger. I mean, he wasn't in a gang. He was involved with people on drugs. It was just not a good situation. I was going through my rebellious stage in hindsight, and at least that's what I thought it was. And so I knew I didn't want to be with him anymore, but I just felt like I needed him. Lauren, I needed him.
Lauren,
but I was so unhappy.
So this is a moment of transition. A moment of transition in your life that you're speaking about, a change, a decision that's having to be made. And it's not only transition, but it becomes transformation. I'd like to hear, we must hear more about what God did in and through you, through the process. As you listen today, have you ever been interested? You wanted to find out more. You even like to hang around with Christians, but you get in a little closer and you see, wow, this is different than I thought. Maybe even a little weird. Maybe really weird. Even to the point of being uncomfortable. And yet there's still something that draws you in. Could it be, dear friend, the presence of God, the love of God? Lauren Yang will share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
She received her degree, her undergraduate degree at UC San Diego. In planning and economics. She got her graduate degree from Pepperdine University in public policy. I'm speaking of Lauren Yang. Lauren is our guest today. She is now on Maui partnering with the business Ululani's Hawaiian Shave Ice. And God is using her there to expand the business, the vision of Ululani's Hawaiian Shave Ice, to a global franchise. Lauren has spoken about the way that God was drawing her to himself while she was in college. She was in a rough relationship, and even through that, the Lord began to reveal things to her and a gap, an opening in her heart, maybe even so a hole in her heart that she felt. Do you feel, or have you ever felt, like something is missing in your life? Perhaps you've achieved a certain amount of status, maybe accumulated a bunch of stuff, but it just is not enough. My friend, could it be that at this moment, the Lord God himself calls you to himself and asks you to open your heart to Jesus? To find out more about our program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. To find out more about Ululani's Hawaiian Shave Ice, ululanisshaveice.com. Lauren, take us back. Take us back to those college days at UC San Diego, and you're listening to the preacher preach in this fellowship group, and your heart begins to open. What happened?
So after I had heard this preacher just, you know, share this, I knew immediately that this is what I'm looking for. I think this is my problem, so to speak. And so I go back to my little dorm room. I get on my knees. I don't even know how to pray. I don't even know what prayer is. He said to pray. Pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart. Ask him to forgive you of your sins, and he will do a new work in you. He will change your heart. He will bring you life. He'll bring you joy. All these things that I'd wanted. I was so angry. I was actually just angry about everything in my life at that point in time too, just with my family and just myself and so many things. And so I get on my knees and I say this prayer to God, just basically, God, I know you can do this. I heard you're God and this is what you do. And I ask, please forgive me. I'm so messed up, God. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I hate my boyfriend. Lord, help me. Please help me, Lord. It's very simple prayer. And I went to bed that night, and I woke up the next morning, and I can't even explain the feeling. I felt different. I felt free. The main thing was that I mustered up the courage to call this boyfriend of mine and break up with him. Mm-hmm. And normally, this, you know, it sounds like it'd be a simple thing, but I actually was very scared of him. A lot of his friends, you know, when I was with him, one of his friends had just gotten shot. Like, I saw him beat things up. Like, he was very violent sometimes, so I was actually more scared for my life than anything else, and the lives of me, my family, I don't know. He was a little bit crazy to me sometimes. So, but the fact that I called him, and, you know, immediately he just started going off on me, and I think normally I would have been so scared, but I hung up the phone with him and I was like, I just had this complete peace, peace that transcends all understanding that God talks about in his word. I had that and I could not explain it. And I was so full of joy and just and just happiness that I knew it wasn't for me. I knew I couldn't have generated this kind of feeling on my own, not even if I tried. So that just changed me. And from that point on, I really felt like God had chosen me. I didn't look for it. He chose me. Because there's so many other things that I just didn't understand about God, because I was pro-choice. I was just everything that all the conservative Christians told me I couldn't be or shouldn't be. And so I didn't know what the Lord wanted my life for. But I was just so happy that he chose me.
Lauren, you speak about, certain values that you had that over the course of time, through process, things changed. Today, people look at Christianity and they think of certain things. It may be true. It may be an image of what they think. And it might not all be true. But what I'm sensing is that as you grew in your relationship with God, there are things that from within you began to value certain aspects of life that you may not have before. Your perspectives began to change. The thing is, sometimes I guess in this fast-paced world, in a microwave society, we look at things from an immediate standpoint, and that's how we think about change. And we either devalue or completely write off the importance of process and the importance of relationship. And it seems that even as you speak with such clarity, with such fluidity, your relationship with the Lord has really grown through the years. How did you end up, with a degree in public policy and planning and economics, how did you end up in Tbilisi, Georgia, and Armenia, and Thailand, and Kenya? How did that happen?
So, as you had mentioned, the way the Lord, I think, has just directed my life has just been so interesting. I always tell people, he takes people from glory to glory, like literally this, side to side. It's not always the straight line. And so, I sense that in hindsight now looking at the past, because when I was in college, I just wanted to make a lot of money. That was in my mind, was just to be successful. And again, that was something that was in the place of God that I didn't realize that was there. And then when I started to learn more about, what God's doing in other parts of the world, meaning bringing healing on so many levels, both economically, but also and financially, but on a spiritual level, that was what changed my heart about what I wanted to pursue. Because I always thought, for sure, it took me away from wanting to make all this money, but for what reason? What do you want this for? It's all going to burn when you're with him. What happens? And so to learn about what it means to invest for the kingdom and invest in people. And so whenever I travel to these countries, I would always just say, okay, so yes, you have food now. You know how to, teach a man how to fish, all these wonderful things. But if they don't care if they live or die, what difference does it make? If they have no hope, if they have no reason for being, and I know what that was, because when I first became a believer, no one told me how hard it would be, because you go and you think you're fine. And then you start reading the Word and you understand who God is, and you're like, oh my God, wow, Lord, I didn't realize that I have so much pride. I don't trust you. I'm so angry. There's just so many things. And so I actually fell into a depression and became almost suicidal, because I just didn't even know what to do with myself, because I saw my sin for what it was, and it became so difficult at times to reassure myself of eternity and the promises of God and his calling and being with the Lord, and I really needed people to continually exhort me and remind me of the truth. But again, it was such a journey though to go through that. But I do see how God used that, so that way when just to be able to experience all these different cultures and to understand how people that we really are the same in so many ways, and the unity that God talks about in his word, but to see it across cultures and how Jesus just ties, brings us all together, that we are one. Jesus always prayed that we would be one. And I think to really get a picture of that by going to these different countries was definitely something that just changed my me completely.
What you obviously tried different kinds of food, right? In these different places?
Oh, of course.
Okay, now, what was your favorite food in, say, Kenya?
Oh, that's a tough one. Man, they had so much good food. I actually like this, it was kind of like a ground peas, almost like a samosa. We call it sambusa.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to say that was probably the best thing I ate there. Is delicious, and they did a lot of farming, so all the fresh vegetables and yeah, mostly vegetables were just delicious.
How about in Georgia, Tbilisi, Georgia?
Tbilisi, you know, I'm just like dumplings a lot, or just things that are encased in, which is they have this thing called hinkali, which is the same thing. It's a dumpling, mm-hmm. but it's filled with meat, and it's pretty much like a. Not like a shumai, but yeah, like a gyoza or something. It was great. That was delicious too.
Okay, so we, so maybe in one way or another, there's a kind of shumai or a kind of gyoza in various cultures.
Mm-hmm.
There's a commonality of food, and yet they're all unique. And I think culture is one of those things where it reflects the colors. The radiance, the character of the Lord himself and his love for people, the languages. Mm. As you listen today to Lauren Yang, she's traveled the world. She's done business, different parts of the world. The Lord has given her a brilliant mind when it comes to business and economics and planning. And the Lord is also using her to use the redemptive purpose for the redemptive purpose in the lives of people. And today she's living on Maui, and she's in the shave ice business, partnering with Ululani's Hawaiian Shave Ice, and getting ready to launch it as a global or worldwide franchise. We'll hear about that and how God brought her from the world through Los Angeles to Hawaii. And, you know, one of my favorite shave ices is the rainbow flavor. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. 621. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Maui Magazine wrote, it's a story by Shannon Wianeki. She wrote this, five-star shave ice. This icy Hawaiian treat has enough love to warm your heart. And she wrote, after a day at the beach, there is no finer reward for salty lips than a heaping dome of finely shaved ice doused in a rainbow of tangy, sweet syrup. Shave ice. Our shave ice, as it's called on the Big Island, has near religious importance here in Hawaii. On Maui, devotees are flocking to a sweet new shrine, Ululani's Hawaiian Shave Ice, where heavenly bliss comes in a plastic cup. Our guest today, Lauren Yang, is a partner with Ululani's Hawaiian Shave Ice, and you can find out more about Ululani's at ululanisshaveice.com. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us today. Lauren hails from Los Angeles, but before coming to Maui, she's traveled the globe on serving the Lord, serving people in third world countries with the love of Christ. And we're blessed that she's with us. Lauren, how did you come from circumventing the globe to Maui?
So I realize I've been sharing a lot of personal just things from my heart, but one of the things that was happening during those times abroad was the work that I was doing with a lot of business development on different levels, from community level, in villages. I was involved in different projects, things like that. And I do have a background in planning and policy. So my background, and you also mentioned I was in the corporate world too. So my background has definitely been business and building businesses and understanding how people can flourish economically. And so it's such an interesting transition because I'm also a huge food person. That's why I love that you asked me what my favorite foods are, because I could talk about that for the whole hour. But, you know, it just seemed that the Lord mapped out this path perfectly because of the heart and the vision and what Ululani's is. Like you mentioned, Ululani's is the most delicious shave ice. Granted, I'm biased, but anyone that tries it will absolutely know what I'm talking about when you try it. And honestly, I've been looking for, a company with a similar vision. So part of what traveling and doing a lot of the, I wanted to be a missionary actually when I was in college, and God just kind of transforming what my understanding was of that, understanding tent making, you know, in light of what Paul did, you know, and then looking at Aquila and Priscilla and, you know, what it means to be a Christian professional and, you know, the different layers of that, what that might look like just for my own life, with how God has made me, equipped me to go or to send or whatnot. So with moving or just finding out about Ululani's through one of my friends who had come out here to Maui, she told me about it and she just immediately knew this was going to be something that I needed to be a part of.
Now that you're a part of it, what is the Lord doing in your heart?
So I think God is just giving me a new sense of joy. For me, this has been a long waiting period, I think, in the past 7 years. Just kind of knowing that I wanted to be involved in exactly the type of heart and vision that Ululani's has, and yet not being there. It was very frustrating. I used to tell people I was in a holding pattern, you know. And so, you know, for those out there that know what it's like to just be in a job where it's a job. You're thankful, you're grateful, but it's not your passion, you know. And some people would tell me, well, you can't always have what you want, like what you're passionate about. And I agree, you know. But when you know that, at least for me, it's because of fear. It's because of other things that I'm actually not pursuing what I believe God wants me to pursue, and taking a leap of faith. There's nothing normal about walking on water. When Jesus calls you out of the boat to walk, it's going to feel like water. You know, it is. It's scary. It makes you anxious. And I think that's the feeling I had every time I thought about stepping out. So this is me stepping out and doing actually what I believe God is calling me to do. And I'm thrilled. It's scary sometimes, but it is wonderful. And I have nothing but just joy right now. Even in the midst of just, you know, crazy learning curves, I know I'm right in the middle of where God wants me to be, and that's the best place.
Ululani's has a special ring to it on a personal side, Lauren. And of course, you know, Ululani is my sister-in-law. And and my brother David, and I'm amazed at what God is doing and what God has done, and I glow with pride every time I speak of it. And so when you speak about, I mean, if you could see me now, there's my eyes start to water up because of what I see the Lord doing through them. And for you to be a part of them and the other partners, it touches deep. And as much as it touches deep on a personal level, it brings delight to thousands and thousands of people. I've tasted it, and it's the best. I give full... all my, if I could give more than 100% endorsement, I'd do it. But as you're part of the team, and you're there because there's also something unique of the ability that you have to contribute in growing. What is it that you see? There are certain business leaders or burgeoning entrepreneurs that might be listening. Someone might even be struggling in business right now. But what are certain qualities, what characteristics that you look for to say, hey, this has potential to really take off?
Well, I mean, there's definitely a number of factors that I consider. And I mean, even looking at myself and the amount of growth I've needed to become more successful. And I mean, I am definitely, I'm still young, so I know I have a lot to learn. But just seeing the people that have really been successful in business and in leadership. And one of those things is perseverance. You really have that never say die attitude, and no matter what it takes, and you can persevere through crap. I love, there's an acronym for crap, right? Criticism, rejection, a hold, and pressure, you know, but you persevere through those things, mm-hmm. you know, and you just never say die. That's definitely something I think is so necessary. And I think that's where people get crippled a lot, especially if you have brilliant ideas. You know, you're at the front of the pack, so you're not going to have people next to you cheering you on all the time. And sometimes it's a lonely place. It's a lonely place for pastors, it's a lonely place for anybody where you're almost at the front sometimes. I think it's very difficult to not succumb to your own mind, but also just the pressure from everybody else.
Let's talk about that for a moment. Being at that place where you've tried, you feel as though you've tried more than enough times, and you're just discouraged. Someone today is facing discouragement. Discouragement maybe in business, perhaps discouragement at work, maybe discouragement as a parent. They're trying their best to provide, to guide, to lead a child, their children, and it just doesn't seem to be working. Maybe even in a relationship with a spouse or a friend. I mean, it can go on and on. But how does one persevere?
I think that's so hard because on an emotional level, like, you just feel it. You just feel the doubt. You feel the discouragement. You feel the frustration. And those feelings are so strong. And I think, for me, what has helped, or where I see the Lord giving strength, is in His Word, and in family, spiritual family, in the body. You know, you had mentioned that I have seen so much miraculous work of God, but it's because people go to work. They press into God. Just like when David prays in the Psalms, like, he's mad. Sometimes he is beyond frustrated. He is beyond discouraged. And he is just telling God what's up. And I think it's that heart. God knows. And I think that's the, you know, and we can know that. We can know that in our minds. But for our hearts to feel it, to know it, deeply, that God is God, and He's got it. He's sovereign. He's good. And we just need to wait. I see that so much in the Psalms. You wait. You wait on the Lord. We don't like waiting. I hate waiting. I'm the most impatient person. So I think just to know that there is an end, and to keep hope in God, because God is God. And He will come near to those that are brokenhearted, that are struggling, that are in the depths. He says He will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And so He will be there. He's going to show up big, and we can know that He will. And He's already promised.
And you're definitely not alone in having a tough time waiting. I'm with you there. And I think we're not alone. There are others who struggle with the same thing. But Your Word. In fact, Lauren, let's come back. Let's talk a little bit more about persevering. I think as we go on, we might be able to help a dear brother or sister in Christ, or maybe someone who doesn't even know the Lord, but they're listening in because they want to find out what is it about these Christians, and how can I get close to God. And maybe someone is on the precipice right now, thinking about maybe just throwing in the towel. And our dialogue, our time of sharing with them, maybe it will hold them back just for another day, maybe another week, and perhaps God will bring forth a breakthrough in their life. You're listening to Lauren Yang. Lauren, a business leader, a missionary, someone with a sensitive heart for people. The love of Christ radiates through her. Her expressions are words of hope, words of life, words of joy. Christ, through her, touching you. We'll be back with more from Lauren Yang. Stay with us.
wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, let's say you turn on the television or you go on the internet and you hear about someone just breaking through in business, and you think, wow, that just came out of nowhere. Where did they just reach such stellar heights in their careers? And I think if you talk to them, you know, had a heart-to-heart conversation, maybe you had a good relationship and they were able to open up, I think you would hear that, nah, it just didn't happen overnight. It might seem like that, but no. In fact, you might be surprised. I might be surprised that they went through things that maybe we will have a hard time even hearing. But maybe not so hard, because we realize that if someone could come back from such difficulty, such every reason, I'll say it this way, every reason to be discouraged and still come back, it would build you up with inspiration. If God can do it in his life or her life, in their life, perhaps God can do it in my life. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Lauren Yang is my guest by phone from Maui. She's the newest partner of Ululani's Hawaiian Shave Ice. You can find out more about Ululani's Shave Ice at ululanisshaveice.com. Lauren, how has the Lord helped you through tough times in life?
I feel like there's been so many, and yet I know compared to some people, it's just going to skim the surface of, I think, how bad you can suffer and how much pain you can endure. But I think one of the biggest things that God just did a miracle in my life was with my family. I know we had talked about my grandmas and, you know, my parents, but one of the reasons why, you know, I hadn't mentioned my dad in my childhood is because we had such a difficult relationship. We're very similar. We're very fiery. My dad called it the yang temper. We're very fiery people, and I hated him. I hated him a lot growing up, and a lot of it wasn't even him. It was how I perceived him, what I thought about him, and he had a lot of stress in his life, and he would just be very, sometimes even, it was just very difficult, I think, at times. And so I just grew up pretty much not really, caring very much about him. And I mean, I'm kind of maybe making this a little bit lighter than actually how I felt, because there was just deep pain and deep hurt, and I just wanted to run away. I just didn't want him to be around anymore. I just didn't want to be around him anymore. And it was very sad. So, and that was mostly high school, I'd have to say. And then when I went to college and I became a believer, that was one of the most difficult things, because I realized here I'm trying to say how, be this Christian that loves people and forgives people. And yet I don't even have this love for my dad. And it's crazy. And I realized how much I just for things in the past that I just hadn't forgiven him from, and all these things. But the biggest thing that just killed me was I didn't realize that it was me. It was my heart. I just expected him to be a perfect father. I expected him to be a perfect parent. And I had all these expectations that were just, he could never be. And I have to repent. I had to repent of my own wants and just know that God, he's sinful too. He's a sinner just like me. And that was so hard, because there was so much deep seated hurt and pain and trauma, that just had to be overcome. And I felt those wounds deeply for so long. And I just never knew. And I remember thinking about it when I went to Kenya, because I remember meeting some people that, they saw their whole family murdered in front of them, and they could forgive the murderer. And I'm like, how do you do that? I can't forgive my own dad, And then someone brought it up to me once. The difference is that it's almost like I had been murdered hundreds, thousands of times, and I never extended forgiveness. So it just compiled upon itself, and I just became just numb. And to know that there was that root of bitterness there that I hadn't even, that God had been wanting to yank out, but I wouldn't let him. Oh man, that was so hard, and just to really surrender that pain, to surrender the hurt, and to allow God to put his, balm salve of just healing on my heart was just, it took a lot of work. It took a lot of work, but God provides that, and that's what I really had to come to understand.
How did things unfold in reconciliation?
Well, I think what I realized was that I'm laughing because a lot of it was, I think, my dad's reaction to me. So if I come to you, wielding a sword, I mean, you're already going to be on the defensive,
right?
So I think, given that fact, the fact that I put down my weapons, and I am changed, and God is doing a new work in me, and I no longer need to attack you. I think my dad, he was already in a different place. He was just being him. I it was me. So I think the reconciliation happened so much of just because of my own heart being changed. And yet I wanted to blame him the whole time, and not saying my part and not saying, how much, regardless of how stupid or sinful or whatever you want to be, that should not affect where I stand. And how I am,
Lauren, a quick word to somebody. We've got a couple minutes left. By the way, how many shops of Ululani's Shave Ice are there in on Maui right now?
So right now we have 4 shops. We have 2 in Lahaina, 1 in Kihei, and 1 in Kahului. And then we also have the Sugar Beach Bake Shop in Kihei, as well as the Lahaina Luna Cafe, which is, but our main, the Shave Ice stores are those 4. And we're opening up a 5th one in Maui Lani.
Mm-hmm. And what about the global expansion?
So So we're looking towards doing the mainland in this next year, and then hopefully, God willing, in the subsequent year, we'll look more for the global franchising.
Well, when you're on Maui, when you visit Maui, if you live on Maui, you've got to taste the delectable flavors, and it's really an experience when you go. And my best friend was just there, and he called me yesterday, mm-hmm. and with a glowing report of what he and his wife experienced there at Ululani's. We've got a couple minutes, a parting shot to someone who, as you've gone through your tough moments, what would you say to someone who's going through a really difficult time right now?
I would say that, just like with my own dad, God does miracles. He's a God of restoration, of redemption, of healing. And I think his timing is always perfect. And so I think to hold on. I think just really press in and just pray and believe God for his truth and what he says, that you are, he knows and he's with you. And there's nothing more than his presence, that you need. And so I would pray that they would just know that God would bring them comfort, that mm. he would bring them strength, that he would bring them the ability to just withstand even the opposition spiritually, to as well as from whoever it is, that they would just, again, find that strength, that God would give them that strength to be able to withstand, to have the stronger shoulders, the bigger shoulders to just endure.
A word of encouragement from Lauren Yang, from someone who knows what it's like to go through rough times. She's experienced it, and you may be going through it right now. The Lord sends her to remind you that you're not alone, to remind you that this is not something that you need to carry by yourself, but that with God's help, you can make it through, and you can make it through very well. With healing, with reconciliation, and you too will be a messenger, as Lauren is, a messenger of Christ's hope. And that's why I thank you, Lauren. Thank you so much for being with us today. You are a blessing.
Thank you so much, Danny. It's been such a blessing to meet you.
And it's our hope that as you've listened today, that you've been encouraged by the rare insights shared by Lauren Yang. You know, God's timing. God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, my friend, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ, just like Lauren did. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 90 verse 2 says, "Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Lauren Yang. Find out more at ululanisshaveice.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave